This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem. Whatever's on your mind goes. 800-259-9231. I'd like to invite you to our website, where we have archives galore. We have, in fact, we just changed our archive setup, man, which for the longest time, we have been doing the last 6 days of the show archive
in MP3
via direct download. We have months of the show via torrent format,
torrent,
where you can go and literally download a zip file full of a month's worth of shows. So we've got 10 months of shows on the site. But one of the things that was kind of funny when we had, because when we first started doing Free Talk Live, we had the six days and that was it. Then we added the torrents after that. So there was kind of like a little delay. For instance, if we started, it's February right now, so after the first 6 days was gone, we would take the first day off, we'd take the second day off, and as, you know, just kind of cycle through. So towards the end of the month, there would be a few weeks that people couldn't download until the monthly archive came out. Am I making sense?
Right.
So far? So there's a gap, right? So if it was at the end of February, you wouldn't be able to download weeks 1, 2, or 3 of February. You'd have to wait until the archive torrent came out. Well, now we're going to start archiving the entire month via direct download, and then once the month is over, we'll turn it into a torrent and we'll put it up there. So that way it's continuous.
I see.
So from here on back, you can get all of the days of Free Talk Live all the way back to April of 2005. So there you go. Get them all for free at freetalklive.com. We got lots to talk about tonight. Coming up, kindergarten security crackdown.
Well, this is going to be precious.
Yes. Yes, they have crackdown. There are certain regulations that say that you're not allowed to go to NASA if you're in kindergarten and you fit a certain profile.
I see.
We'll tell you about that coming up. That's on the way tonight. Of course, whatever you want to bring up is also on the way. We'll talk about Iran and an insane drinking law in the state of New Hampshire. I hate to talk about bad laws in New Hampshire, but, you know, it'd be dishonest of me to pretend like they don't exist. And they do. They're really bad. This one's really, really bad. 800-259-9231, plus we got some emails to get to as well. In fact, why don't we start things out with an email. In fact, do you hear a little bit of a funny little sound in the background, man, which sounds, I'm not sure what that is. It sounds like us sort of echoing back slightly. I don't know what that is. It's not very annoying, though.
Hello!
Anyway, let's go to an email from Cortain, because he had emailed us, I guess, a few weeks back and told us that he has a little habit of crossing out "In God We Trust" on his dollar bills.
Right, he says he does it right at the checkout counter, you know, as he's paying up with his money, crosses them out right there in front of everybody. He's no thespian.
Yeah, he literally whips out a black Sharpie or something like that and just crosses out "In God We Trust" from the bills. And I understand
making friends, influencing people.
And I don't even know if the guy's an atheist. I mean, I presume he is. Wouldn't you have to be an atheist pretty much to really feel that strongly about "In God We Trust"?
I guess.
I mean, I feel strong. I'm an atheist. I feel strongly about it, but I don't go that far. Now, I stamp my money with freetalklive.com, but I don't cross anything out on there. But anyway, he wanted to give us an update on his whole crossing out thing that he does. He says, just thought I'd give you an update you might find interesting. I was at a gaming center last night where about 24 people were engaged in various games. We were about to pool money in order so we could order a pizza, so I pulled out my wallet and my permanent marker and began going through the bills. I had to make sure that they all had "In God We Trust" crossed out. The guy collecting the money for the pizza saw me doing this and immediately thought it was brilliant, and said so loudly enough that several other people overheard and came to see what exactly was so interesting. One of them asked if I hated God, but another one answered before I even had the chance, explaining the simple concept of separation of church and state. A discussion began, and soon the guy with the money for pizza asked to borrow my marker, and he began crossing out the motto on the entire stack of bills that he'd collected. Then he went to order the pizza, came back with 4 permanent markers that he had bought with his own money. He kept 1 for himself and gave 3 to other people who were anxious to join the crusade, as it were. Says, I just wanted to point out that maybe this idea isn't so crazy after all. So, thanks for the email, Cortain. We certainly appreciate it. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read your emails on the air, but hey, you never know. It could happen. Of course, what the show is about is your calls. 800-259-9231. We're going to go to Hammer of Truth because they just had an amazing story today about a police officer shooting a man in the back. This happens from time to time. You know, the cops feel scared and of men who are running away from them, and they shoot them in the back, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, they actually get awarded for doing this sort of thing.
Well, you know, you'd think they'd try to cover it up, but we've heard a couple of cases where, you know, it's just, we got him. Yeah, here's a medal.
Well, this again from hammeroftruth.com. First of all, there are going to be a bunch of police murder apologists arguing the police don't actually murder people because their twisted minds have managed to conjure up some sort of demented definition of murder. So let's just go with the FBI's definition for the sake of this this post. The willful, non-negligent killing of one human being by another. That's murder. Now that we have that out of the way, the Minneapolis Police Department has awarded one of its police officers, Dan May, a Medal of Valor for murdering Tysel Nelson back in 1990. The official police fabrication of the event goes something like this. May was the first officer on the scene. He pulled out a shotgun and chased a man whom he believed was an armed suspect, who later was identified as Nelson. May said that he lost sight of the suspect momentarily, then spotted Nelson raising a gun at him. He said he only fired after Nelson ignored his order to drop the weapon. Sounds like a good story.
Yeah.
I mean, guys threatening you with a weapon, and that's totally legitimate. I mean, here in America, when someone's threatening you with deadly force, whether you're a police officer or just a regular citizen, you totally have justification to respond with deadly force. However, the official police story is not always fully, well, true. So, let's see what the other side has to say. So here's the rest of the story. No one else saw the shooting happen. Skinner later sued this Skinner, who I'm not sure who that is, alleging that May shot an unarmed youth who was, oh, excuse me, it's Tysel's mother. Okay, May shot an unarmed youth who was harmlessly running away from him. Her attorneys were poised to make the most of three undisputed facts in this case. Nelson was, number one, shot in the back.
Kind of hard to shoot a guy that's holding a gun on you in the back, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe he was running away, pointing the gun over his shoulder or
right.
Something like that, which would be kind of hard to shoot anyone if that's really what you were doing. The .22 caliber revolver, .2, was found at the scene that allegedly the guy that was shot was carrying. The .22 caliber revolver found at the scene bore no traceable fingerprints linking it to him.
Really?
So that means if the cop dropped the revolver, he didn't bother to take the time, or maybe there were people watching by this point, something, I don't know. But he didn't bother to take the time to actually have the suspect put his fingers, you know, put his dead fingers on the revolver. No fingerprints.
Right.
On this revolver.
Well,
and,
you know, it's a little trick that they often use. They keep the Saturday Night Special
in the back of the squad car.
Sure, I mean, you'd be crazy not to.
In their glove compartment.
You never know when this instance is going to happen, and you happen to smoke the wrong guy and lose your job and, you know, all that other stuff.
Well, in this case, he didn't lose his job.
No, he got a medal.
It's been over 15 years. May initially described the suspect he was chasing as wearing a brown leather coat. Although Nelson was wearing a black and white striped shirt. And if that doesn't raise your eyebrows, a grand jury cleared Officer May of any wrongdoing. But the city paid $250,000 to Nelson's family in order to drop the lawsuit. This should come as no surprise to anyone that pays a dime's worth of attention to police crimes. In related news, police attempt to murder an unarmed, respected businessman and doctor for alleged gambling. I wonder how many medals those officers will receive. And, you know, just goes on and on. Of course, then there was the case with the two cops. The one cop got shot. The military police officer was shot by another cop the other day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a Medal of Honor in this particular case, shooting a man in the back, I don't care who you are or what the situation is. If you shoot a man in the back, I don't think you should get a Medal of Honor for that. I don't care if he was threatening you a minute beforehand.
Maybe if it's all the enemy in war.
800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Kindergarten crackdown security situation. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, release pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there, and it's all free. The wiki is our newest feature. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. In fact, the wiki is how we're offering you the extra archives, the extra monthly direct downloads that we were talking about earlier, because I can't put an entire month's worth of shows on the front page of the site. It's way too long. You'd have to scroll forever. But you can access them through the wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com. Plus, it's neat because anybody can change the wiki. That's what it's all about. Anybody who goes in there can modify it, add new pages to it, change things around. It's neat stuff. Wiki.freetalklive.com. And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. So, when the cops aren't busy shooting people in the back, they're supposed to be busy, well, protecting people from terrorism, right? I mean, did you see the news today, Manwich, about how President Bush has given a speech about how they protected us? They didn't tell us this until now, but they've been protecting us from all these terrorist attacks. Like the tallest building west of the Mississippi, they're claiming now, this is the big news of the day, right? And we rarely talk about the big news of the day, but this is kind of interesting. They're claiming that they prevented an attack by shoe bombers. That there was going to be shoe bombers that were going to take over a plane, and they were going to blow up the pilot door, the cabin door, get in there and take over the plane and then crash it into the building. That's what they're claiming they've prevented. And you know what I want to know is, why don't they just claim they prevented a nuke from going off? I mean, it's just as believable. I mean, Americans will apparently believe anything these people tell them. Oh, there's weapons in Iraq. Invade! There's nukes in Iran. Let's invade! You know, whatever you say, government, we believe you. Because, well, for some reason, you're believable. I don't know why. I mean, when you'd ask them, would tell you, what's happening when a politician's lips are moving?
He's lying.
Yeah, most people will say that to you. But for some reason, when it has to do with security, then all of a sudden they tell the truth, right?
That's when the truth comes out, right?
So they lie about taxes. They lie about everything else that you could possibly imagine. Nobody believes politicians. I mean, they're known for lying. They are known for making promises during campaigns and never coming through with them.
Mm-hmm.
This is what politicians do. But yet when it comes to security, they're okay now. They're all right in our book. Doesn't matter if they're Republicans or Democrats. We're behind them. You should support the president in times of war, because he wouldn't lie if it was a time of war. No, all of a sudden, all these guys that are really dishonest by trade will just magically become honest, upstanding men.
Yeah.
I don't believe a word of it, man.
It's silly.
Am I being cynical and jaded?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, I just feel like people are naive on this subject. I don't understand why it is that Americans love war the way that we love war. But we love it.
Mm.
We love getting out there and killing little brown men. And
it's really bloodthirsty.
It is.
Disturbing.
It absolutely is. And, you know, I've been guilty of it, too. I cannot honestly say I did not support the invasion of Iraq.
Well, you know, if you believe everything you're told, if you take everything the government says at face value, then I could understand a little bit of the bloodthirst. Hey, they killed our people. Those Iraqis, they run planes into our buildings. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't the Iraqis. That's just because George Bush kept talking about them in the same sentences.
Mm-hmm.
He kept talking, he kept mentioning Saddam Hussein and then mentioning the 9/11 attacks, and people drew a connection. They drew a correlation there because it kept getting pounded into their heads. George is just catapulting the propaganda. Remember when he said that?
That's what he says.
You think they don't know what they're doing? They're totally planting this stuff in your minds. They're planting these ideas in your minds. Oh, they attacked us. We should go and get them. Well, why do you believe what they're telling you? You wouldn't believe them on anything else. No new taxes. I won't raise taxes. How many times have we heard that? All of a sudden, now they're being honest? Give me a break. Does anybody believe it? Who believes it? If you're listening right now and you believe that George Bush is being straightforward with you about encountering, you know, foiling this terrorist attack, this alleged terrorist attack. In fact, I think they claim that they foiled 10 of them since 9/11. Well, we've been really busy. We're really doing a great job protecting you. Look, here's the evidence. Okay, we don't really have evidence, but we are claiming that we foiled the attacks, and you should appreciate that, America. That's what they're saying, in essence.
Yeah, we foiled the attacks, and you should appreciate
it. Right.
That's
look,
it.
Here's,
there's,
oh, no, he
no
pointed
evidence.
To Jose Padilla. He did. He pointed, look, this guy's in prison. We caught him. He had a plan. We caught him, and now he's in prison. Boy, we are keeping you safe, America. All you have to do is give up some more liberties, and
well,
you're going to be really safe.
It's good news that he pointed to Jose Padilla, because it could mean that there's not that many more people that are in secret jails around the country. It could mean that, right?
I don't know, man. I don't know what to think about it. All I think is, I don't believe it. Whenever anything comes out of their mouths, I don't believe it. And I don't care. And if this is your first time listening, I don't care if it's George Bush or Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan or Jimmy Carter. I don't care who's in charge. They're all a bunch of liars and thieves in my book. I got no love for any of them. And if you believe that George Bush is telling the truth about this, 800-259-9231, I want you to tell me why. Why? Because he's the president? and the president wouldn't lie to you? What?
You know,
everybody what else you got?
That's it. It's just, it's crazy. It's craziness.
What else have you got?
And to think, I mean, everybody knows that the government and corporations are in bed together. Everybody believes this, but, you know, they don't realize this is a simple correlation. Do you think that the manufacturers of combat boots made more money in the last 3 years that we were in Iraq or the three years before that?
In Iraq.
Do you think that the manufacturers of the Hummer and the tanks...
Body armor.
What? Body armor and every other damn thing that's out there. And it doesn't have
MREs.
Pencils.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. It's anything that might be consumed. Do you think they made more money or less?
They made more, no doubt about it.
You know, and it's just... It's the corporations make more money.
Sure.
Not just the energy corporations. It's not just big oil. It's big everything.
Big old Halliburton. They're raking it in.
And who pays for it? Did the corporations pay to send the armies over there? No.
No, because that's fiscally impossible.
The American people do.
Right.
So we're the... You know,
corporations could never invade another country. They couldn't possibly get the money together for it. Bill Gates, he might be able to pull it off for a little while, but he'd be hemorrhaging cash like crazy. I mean, Bill's only worth, what, $56 billion? Right? Something like that? He's not worth over $100 billion. This war's cost over $300.
$56 billion. There's a half a trillion dollar deficit in the budget deficit. You know, we're spending $2.1 trillion, and a half a trillion of that, we will not, you know, half a trillion less than that is what we'll collect. So 1.6 trillion is what we're going to collect in taxes. So that half a trillion just goes on the already large, you know, multi-trillion dollar deficit, and it gets pushed on down the line. Who do they think they are taxing people who can't even vote for it now?
They must think they're gods.
Which taxes am I paying now?
Mm.
Am I paying the taxes from the 80s when I couldn't vote?
Vietnam. Korea.
I know that I'm paying taxes left over from the Spanish-American War on my cell phone.
Yeah.
We've reported it a couple of times.
800-259-9231. So that's all they're saying. They're saying, look, we've done a great job, man. Which, look, we're keeping you safe. All you have to do is give up some more of your liberties. Like kindergartners, you have to give up liberties. We're going to talk about how they're enforcing security rules on kindergartners. Coming up, 3 Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. When it's raining, do you hold your breath as your car struggles to start or runs rough when it does? There's a simple way to locate ignition parts that act up with the weather, and when I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
In damp weather, if your car runs rough until it warms up, the problem might be moisture shorting out worn ignition wires. To troubleshoot, shops use a $25,000 scope, but you can use a $2 bottle of Windex. That's right, Windex. Here's how. With engine idling and AC on, spray each spark plug wire with Windex. When the Windex hits the bad wire, the engine will misfire. Next, spray the distributor cap, coil wire and coil. With each part, listen and look for the engine to stumble or shake. When it does, you've found the culprit. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can also get signed up for the updates. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. It's totally free. Get signed up. Updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, we just sent out an update. I think it was yesterday.
I think it was today.
Maybe it was today. But we've got a new partnership, Manwich, with the biggest retailer on the internet. I'm pretty excited about this, I got to say. Amazon.com.
Yeah.
And they're huge. You've shopped there, yes?
Yes, of course.
Millions of people have shopped there. I think they told me over 50 million people have shopped at Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got all kinds of different categories of items, everything from DVDs to books to, kitchen appliances.
Sex toys, too.
We've seen those on there. There's food. You can actually order food stuff. I mean, all kinds of beauty products, everything at Amazon.com. And the cool thing is, if you go enter in through our website, if you look on the freetalklive.com, if you scroll down a little bit in our banner column there, the sixth banner down, there's an Amazon search box there. You can type in what you're looking for and search. And if you enter through that search box, if you enter through that link, anything you buy at Amazon.com, a percentage goes to Free Talk Live.
Huh.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. So if you're going to shop at Amazon.com anyway, or you've never shopped there before, go through freetalklive.com. Enter the site through freetalklive.com,
That's
and
cool.
It'll help Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
Excellent.
Sweet deal. 800-259-9231. So here's the news. Kindergartners, they're keeping an eye on them. You never know about those kindergartners. They're shifty.
Well, you've been trailing it all night. I just don't know what the heck you could be talking about here.
Well, from the Free Times, Alberto Gonzalez, while he assures the U.S. Senate that the Bush administration's domestic eavesdropping program is a vital early warning system for terrorists, another Homeland Security measure strikes at a local elementary school. The kindergarten class at Lakewood's Taft Elementary was planning a field trip to NASA Glenn Research Center. It's a popular trip because it's free. Because the NASA staff already has age-appropriate tours that fit well with school curriculum, and, it's outer space. Kids love that stuff.
Yeah, kids love that.
They eat it up. Everybody, boys and girls alike, they want to be an astronaut when they grow up.
Sure.
Especially when they're in kindergarten. So, NASA works the education...
They don't realize at that point that you have to work for the government.
Yeah.
And therefore be a mean little troll.
Well, if it wasn't for the government's monopoly on space travel, Manwich, there would actually be private competition. Space travel would be a fraction of the price that it costs NASA to do. We can get into that a bit, but let's talk about the security aspect. NASA works the education angle pretty hard. According to the agency, quote, "A major part of the NASA mission is to inspire the next generation of explorers, as only NASA can." And, of course, they talk about math and science. NASA says about 400 school groups took tours last year. But school principal Margaret Seibel says this year's trip for Taft kindergartners had to be canceled due to Homeland Security concerns. Now, what possible information could they have come across that's made it so they had to cancel the kids' trip to the Space Museum? What possibly could a kindergartner do that would endanger the security at NASA?
Nothing. There's nothing they could do.
Are they going to collect data? They're going to go and look at the old rockets that they have. Because I've seen
even if they
before.
Reported back, Ahmed was taking down the information from little Abdul that was sent to NASA to report on the information. I mean, what's he going to get back from a six-year-old? And there's a big white spaceship and...
Yeah. It was black on the bottom, and it goes out in outer space.
What are you going to do anyway? You can't access any of the critical areas, even as an adult or as a kid or whoever. You have to have security clearances to get anywhere near anything important. The rest of the place is just a museum. They've got all kinds of old stuff. Old rockets.
Yeah.
You can go look at them.
Sure.
You can go look at displays with information.
Right.
What are you going to do there?
Space suits.
Right. Well, here we go. Since new security regulations went into effect on May 1st, 2005, access to the visitor center is restricted to United States citizens only.
May 2005?
Uh-huh.
Well, they were a little late for that whole 9/11 thing.
Well, you know the government. It doesn't move quickly.
They're like 4 years late.
They get around to it when they get around to it.
And they're not really protecting anything worth protecting there. I mean,
might be a terrorist if you're not a U.S. citizen, man. Which
old dehydrated ice cream bars from the Apollo 9 flight? What are they?
So apparently it doesn't matter. If you're from France, Tokyo, wherever, you are not allowed to go into the visitor center at NASA, according to this information from the Free Times. According to the principal,
they've stopped this great tourist location for anybody?
As I understand it, I mean, this could be totally inaccurate. I don't know. I'm not sure about the source in this case, but it looks like a legitimate article. Ms. Seibel, the principal, says, I was told they wouldn't make any exceptions. Because two kids in the kindergarten class are not U.S. citizens, the teacher had to cancel the trip.
Hmm.
It was just a policy that came down from the Homeland Security Department, said Chief Community Media Relations Officer so-and-so. We are a federal reservation, and we have to work within those ramifications. She says, though, that the agency is looking at a policy revision that might allow kindergartners onto the federal reservation for field trips. She says they're hoping to have language in order in a couple of weeks. So they're working on it, man, which it's only been almost a year since the new rules went into effect, and maybe they just now started enforcing it. Maybe this is the first we've heard of it. Maybe it's all bunk.
You know,
I don't know, but it's pretty outrageous.
It figures it would take the government this long to, you know, just even solve a problem like that. They absolutely wouldn't know how to do it. They wouldn't know where to go. You know, they wouldn't be able to work with the situation. I mean, it's just the kind of bureaucracy that makes perfectly good sense to me.
I'm looking at the source here. It's Ohio's premier news, arts, and entertainment weekly. Looks like it's a decent news source.
Hmm.
So, go for it, Homeland Security. You're really keeping us safe. See, you got to check out all those kindergartners. You never know what they might be plotting. They're crafty. You know, kids are creative. I mean, when you get older, you get kind of stale, and you don't have any good new ideas anymore. When you're young and fresh, I mean, they're the ones that are going to find the security holes. This is the new plot. I know that. I know this. The terrorists, they're sending the kids in.
They're
going
to give
them
real
one.
Guns to play with.
How many child bombers are there in Iraq?
I don't know.
I don't think that happens too often. I mean, I know we reported last year that there was the first female bomber
mm-hmm.
that they had seen.
Now,
but
I've
how
heard
many
that,
children?
I've heard in Israel that they've had a few child bombers.
They did it in Vietnam.
Certainly.
But
who knows exactly what happened in Vietnam? Did they have, you know, it was probably not willing children. It was probably, you know, they were strapped up and said, go say hi to the GI.
Yeah.
Go say hi to the GI.
Remote detonated.
Yeah.
Kind
of, who knows if it was remote detonated or if it was a time bomb or what it was.
Yeah. Ay, ay, ay. So what are they afraid of?
Here's
here?
The hand grenade. Go give it to the GI.
Right.
I don't like it.
What are they afraid of? Are they really... Are they afraid of the kids gathering info? Are they afraid of the kids strapping a bomb to themselves and blowing up the visitor center of NASA?
Well, they're not afraid of anything. They don't even know.
It's just stupid.
Yeah, it's just the rule.
Right.
It's just the rule.
Only citizens are allowed, so it just affects everybody.
Right.
It affects them no matter how old they are.
And they don't know how to deal with it. They would rather not turn away the kindergartners, but they have no capacity for dealing with the problem.
Oh, my
God.
So
they don't.
Coming up. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. Is this a good rule? How would you change it? Also, Mike's going to tell us about how apparently in Wisconsin there's a new type of contraband. It's not drugs. It's not whores. It's not gambling. It's something else.
Mm.
Something you wear. You can't wear it anymore here in Wisconsin. We'll tell you about it. Come up. This is your show, 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, and that is toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Inside hour number one of the show, we got two more to go. Dean here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have live streams, and they're free, of course. You can go and enjoy the broadband version of the show, the dial-up version. Both of them are there for you at freetalklive.com. So far this hour, we've had a bit of a security focus on Free Talk Live, or what they tell us is security. And really, it's just laughable. And it's interesting because, you know, the news has... We're getting this from legitimate news sources. So the news is reporting on this. But, of course, it's not the news' job to comment. They're just supposed to report on things. So
sure.
They report on all these asinine things, but yet for some reason, you know, nobody picks up on it. None of the talk show hosts out there pick up on it. Nobody's talking about these things except for Free Talk Live. I'm sure there's someone else out there, but at least not that I'm aware of. At least nobody in the, you know, the major leagues of talk radio are talking about how stupid and pointless all this security stuff is. I mean, you're looking at kindergartners. You're preventing kindergartners from coming into NASA.
The Republican hacks talk about how great it is.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, we're safer now.
Yeah.
And
you should be happy.
They absolutely say that nonsense. But it's just stupid.
Yeah, it really is. And here's another piece of info on the TSA, one of our favorite security agencies. Security concerns from Breitbart, Associated Press, actually. Security concerns have caused the government to suspend plans for an ambitious program to check every domestic airline passenger's name against government watch lists. Transportation Security Administration so-and-so said on Thursday. Hawley told the Senate Commerce Committee that he's directed that the program's information technology system go through a comprehensive audit. He didn't say whether any security flaws or breaches had been discovered. The program is called SecureFlight, and it has been troubled from the start. It's strongly opposed by civil libertarians who fear the program will grow into a massive domestic surveillance system in which the government tracks people whenever they travel. No, our government would never do something like that, would they?
Well, they might. I don't know whether they'll be successful, but they'll certainly try.
Right, they would like to do it. That was sort of the intention here. Nearly 4 years and $200 million after the program was put into operation, the Secure Flight Program, Hawley said last month, this is the top dog in the TSA, he said last month, the agency hadn't yet determined precisely how it would work. Let me run that by you one more time.
How long's it been?
4 years. $200 million. Well, we're not sure yet how it's going to work.
Oh, my.
These are the people that you want to keep you safe from terror? You're out of your cotton-picking mind if you believe that these useless bureaucrats are going to do anything at all to keep you safe from violent people.
Well, they'll say they did.
If I gave you $100 million, Manwich, do you think you could figure out how to, you know, put together a team of people to build a security check system?
All I have to do is figure out the security check system?
Yeah. Figure out how it's going to work. Come up with a plan.
I think I can come up with a theoretical plan. As a matter of fact, we'll write out some documents for you.
We'll have it done for you by the end of the show tonight.
And that's a little soon.
I know.
I'm going to have my task force work on that for a while.
Yeah.
I have 4 years?
Yeah.
I'll do it in two.
Yeah.
100 mil?
You could do it for 70.
As a matter of fact, no, 100 mil. I think we're going to do it in Tahiti.
Government auditors gave the project.
Me and everybody I know. We're going to work on this in Tahiti.
Okay, here you go. Government auditors gave the project failing grades twice and rebuked its authors for secretly obtaining personal information about airline passengers. Currently, airlines check the names of passengers against watch lists that the government gives them. Under Secure Flight, the government would take over from the airlines the task of checking names against watch lists. So, if you thought it was bad now, if you thought David Nelson had it tough now, the man's name that's on the security list,
right,
that everyone who's named David Nelson gets extra special treatment at the airport, if you think that the security situation is nutty with them searching two-year-olds and searching old ladies and pulling all kinds of people aside who shouldn't really be searched, it's going to get worse, because now they want to put it all in the government's hands. The September 11th commission later urged the administration to expedite the task because it said the watch lists currently used by the airlines aren't complete. But checking names against watch lists hasn't been as easy as it sounds, partly because airlines collect only limited information about passengers. Oh, it's all the airlines' fault. They need to collect more info. If you want to buy a plane ticket, you should have to provide your social security number.
Mm-hmm.
You should have to provide your
thumbprint,
your home address, your thumbprint, semen sample.
The whole thing.
I mean, how far are we going to go with this? Seriously.
It's ridiculous.
800-259-9231. Let me know. What do you think? How far will it go? Also, the number of names on the watch list has increased into the tens of thousands. In fact, we've seen estimates that claim it's at 80,000. 70,000, 80,000 names. These are just names, not identifications.
No, that's not the amount of individuals that can't fly, because it's anybody who has that name.
Like David Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Or the nun. We had a nun. We talked about a nun who's 69 years old. She's one of the top nuns in the Catholic Church, and she gets singled out and harassed. Now, since she's got connections, she managed to get herself off the list. But nobody else can. It doesn't matter how many times they've searched
you. The Pope call?
Apparently somebody, some hot dog called. But it doesn't matter how many times they search you. You're still going to be on that list. Because your name matches. I don't care, sir. You've been through this checkpoint 50 times. I even recognize you, but I'm going to have to search you again. Because you might be a terrorist now, when you weren't before. The project has also drawn protests from privacy advocates and civil libertarians because its stated purpose has changed, often expanding. No! A government program that's proposed that actually expands in its purpose, in its scope, that actually gets bigger? Government programs don't behave that way, do they?
They never disappear.
So typical. So it's been shelved for now after $200 million. This is your government in action. 800-259-9231. Do you feel safe yet? It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We need your votes. If you go to vote.freetalklive.com, it'd be much appreciated because your votes keep us on the top of the podcast charts. We are currently ranked, I believe, number 3 in the world. That's not too shabby. Considering
it's not real good as far as I'm concerned.
No, considering it's out of over 13,000 different podcasts.
But last month we finished at number 2.
Yes, we did.
So it's terrible that we would be at number 3 this month.
Well, it's only been about a week or so, so we still got some time to catch up and possibly win this competition. If you go to vote.freetalklive.com, it's a once-a-month thing. All you need is an email address. Very simple process, and it helps us out quite a bit, because the longer we're up at the top, the more people will come across the show.
That's a good thing, and that's
We've
true.
Had a lot of people find Free Talk Live simply because we were in the top 10 at Podcast Alley. So vote.freetalklive.com, big help to us. All right, here we go. I told you that there's a new contraband in the state of Wisconsin from Mike. Dear FTL, when I was watching the Milwaukee local news last night, I thought April Fools must have come early. But no, this story is unfortunately completely true. It seems that Steve and Barry's clothing stores are being forced to recall more than 15,000 illegal garments. Yes. Why is this?
What is an illegal garment?
Maybe they've got some sort of porn figure on them. Maybe it's something, you know, too sexy, something like that, right?
No. Maybe a dirty word?
Yeah. No. They contain drawstrings.
Drawstrings are bad. Why?
Well, have you seen the hooded sweatshirts that people like to wear? I've got a couple of them myself.
Yeah, I've got a couple myself, right. Too.
You're supposed to have a drawstring so you can kind of, if you live in a cold area, like Wisconsin, you can sort of cinch up the hood around your head.
What's better about that is the wind doesn't catch up in there and then take the body heat that you've worked so hard, that your body's worked so hard to accumulate,
right.
And, you know, that the hoodie is working on keeping close to your head, and your head is where you lose most of your body heat anyway. I mean, it's a good idea to have that cinching there. The wind doesn't get up in there and take all that body heat away.
Well, apparently in the year 2000, Wisconsin banned the sale of drawstrings on all children's clothing because of safety concerns. The local reporters were interviewing people on the street who were very concerned about kids chewing on the drawstrings of their hooded sweatshirts and choking to death. They were calling for Steve and Barry's to be fined, in addition to the forced recall of over 15,000 of their garments.
Ridiculous.
The reporter warned parents to look through all their kids' clothing and pull out any drawstrings they find. Now, it doesn't say here how young we're talking about. It says children's clothing. So, I mean, at some point, your child will be coherent enough that you can teach them, little man, which you shouldn't put, you shouldn't put that in your mouth. You could choke and die. You know, you could teach your kids to not do stupid things like run out into the middle of the road without looking both ways. Don't put the drawstring in your mouth and shove it down your throat. I mean, there's a certain age at which a child reaches that mental capacity. I'm not sure what that age is. I'm not a parent. I would guess 5 at the most. Don't you think?
Somewhere about there.
Okay. Well, before age 5 or 4, you should pretty much be accompanying your child everywhere they go, right? I mean, wouldn't you think? I mean, if you're 2 years old, if you've got a 2-year-old and you buy them a little cute little hooded sweatshirt and they're wearing it around, shouldn't you be with them, you know, keeping an eye on them? Or do you just let your 2-year-old just wander on off wherever he wants to roam so he can shove all kinds of things down his throat? What, is the drawstring really the only thing that a 2-year-old could shove down its throat? Why don't we just ban everything? Let's ban everything that's smaller than my fist. Because a small child could...
Anything with sharp corners.
They could hurt themselves. Hour number 2 is on the way. Who agrees with this stuff? 800-259-9231, this is your show, Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.